Hi, welcome to my podcast. I'm Sophia from Little Miami Junior High, and this is Dylan. And today we're talking about skating and how or what you have to go through to get where you want to be. Now, Dylan here has been doing skating for 9 years, and even taught me some tricks. This recording is a couple days late after his birthday, so happy birthday, Dylan. And he also has his own studio and does dance. He goes all around the world for dance and dance recitals, competitions, you name it, and he's there. Also, Dylan does the same thing for skating. He goes to skating competitions, skating dance competitions, and all this and that. He is the head jam skater at my place, aka skating. And everyone looks up to him as an older brother. He's so inspirational and very, very sweet and kind. And I've known him since I was 5 years old. That was 8 years ago. So, let's get started. So, hello. Welcome. This is Dylan Morton.
Hello.
So, how did you first start, like, getting into skating?
So, when I was, like, 9 years old, my mom had first taken me to the skating rink, but she had skated her whole life, so it kind of, like, started, like, in my bloodstream, and she took me one day, and one night, and I loved it, so that was, like, our family thing to do every Friday night, and it turned into me being where I am today.
That's good. Now, when did you realize that, like, this is what you wanted to do?
The first night I had came, I had saw, rink owners, Zane. He was doing some crazy stuff in the middle, and I was like, oh, gosh, I want to learn how to do that stuff. So that was, like, the first time I came was, like, I knew I wanted to do it, but then I started getting serious when I was, like, 11 years old, a couple years later, and I, like, got my first pair of skates and whatnot.
Cool. Pretty cool. Now, everyone talks about how, like, their favorite thing. What's your favorite thing to do? Like, favorite trick to skates?
Honestly, I like sliding. Like, my favorite thing to do are slides because there's just, like, you can do so much and, you know, people love seeing you kind of glide across the floor, like, and you're not even on your wheels, and you're, like, bouncing on one foot, or, like, you're really low to the ground. So I really like slides. They're dynamic. They work well, and, you know, they help with other things when I'm skating.
Interesting. Now, what are some challenges that come to skating?
Oh, man. So it's a very, like, physical sport. So, you know, people, when they come and see me, they're like, holy cow, how's that kid do those things? But, like, behind the scenes, there's a lot of, like, hurt body parts, you know, broken bones, sore muscles. So, like, every night when I'm skating, I'm always sore. There's something that's always hurting me, but you kind of have to, like, push through it. And then I'm on my feet, obviously, because I'm skating a lot. So, you know, your feet start to hurt, but I've gotten used to that. Another challenge is skating, like, I'll be skating, and then, like, you know, little kids love to watch me, but they also don't know how to watch and, like, keep their distance. Like, that's another challenge, is, like, trying to, like, make sure that I'm skating, but I'm also trying to, like, help the younger group, but not, like, to the point where they're in my way, but I always want to help. But that's another challenge for me.
Interesting. Now, this question kind of goes along with, like, what you just said. Did you get any injuries during skating? Because I've gotten concussions, all this sorts of stuff.
So I've never had, like, any broken bones. Never had a concussion while I'm skating. I've had, like, I bruised my tailbone one time, and that was, like, terrible. You know, I'm fortunate enough to not have to deal with injuries a lot when I'm skating, and that's mostly because I've learned how to, like, protect my body. So, you know, before I start skating, I stretch my body out sometimes before I skate so that, you know, my muscles are fully ready for what's about to happen. And then I've also learned how to brace myself for falls. So, you know, if I fall, I don't put all the pressure onto one point of a body part. I kind of roll or I do something else out of it so that I can prevent the injury.
Interesting. Now, what's your favorite part of a skating session? And the people who don't know what a skating session is, it means, like, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so on and so forth. Like, those are sessions.
Yeah. So my favorite part about a session is when I get into this like kind of groove or vibe that when I, as soon as I hear the music, I kind of just like let everything go and I just skate freely. And the reason why that's my favorite part is because, you know, I'm just allowing the music to express myself. And then while I'm doing that, I'm also giving people the joy of watching me and watching the craft that I have mastered. And that's like one of the most like, that's one of the best feelings I can get when I'm skating, is watching people watch me and like smile or be like, oh my God, I want to be like that kid.
Yeah, makes you feel like you're free almost.
Like, yeah, yeah, it's like, yeah. It's a great feeling.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much are your current skates are? Because mine are like really expensive.
My current skates? Okay, so the ones I skate on now, they were hand built. So I think they were $600. But then I just ordered a new boot, which was $400-something. And now I'm getting another boot after that, which is free due to a sponsorship. And I got new wheels due to a sponsorship. But, yeah, skates are pretty expensive, but they're worthwhile because the skates I have now I've had for, like, a year and a half, 2 years. And, you know, they're skatable. They're kind of broken down, but they're skatable. And this next boot will last me for who knows how long.
Yeah. Now, in your opinion, how much do you need to practice to, like, get where you want to be?
Oh, my goodness. It's taken me six, almost 7 years to get to the point where I'm at. And there was a kind of a long stretch from when I was 12 to when I was, like, 15 or 14 when I would session 3 days a week. I'd go Wednesday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. In my opinion, it takes a lot of time to practice to perfect your craft because there's so many like different parts of skating that you can still work and learn on that it's like if you don't practice enough, you can't fully cover that. And that's why I've gotten to the point where I'm at, is because I used to like grind out every session. Whenever I would go to a Saturday night session, which is from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., the whole time I would be on the floor. I'd only stop for a couple of breaks. But once you've learned to practice like that, that's when you start learning how to get better and better. And it also just takes, like, mental practice. Like, you can't get really frustrated with yourself if you, like, don't learn a certain move or if something's not working out or you fall and you're kind of hurt, because that is when, like, you push through. So mental preparation and, like, mental practice is also a big thing for me.
Yeah, it's very, very rough to get where you
Yeah,
wanna
it's, like,
be.
A lot of falls, a lot of, like, me telling myself, like, I can't do this. But then there's been a lot of, like, goods, like, wow, I actually did that. Or, wait, I didn't know I could do that. So, yeah. You know, it all just comes with practice. And with a lot of practice comes more expertise in that area that you're trying to practice in.
Now, if you could go back to, like, your younger self when you started this, what would you say?
I wouldn't say a thing because the younger me was so determined and so fixated on making himself better at skating and like, just trying and going out there. When I was younger, I didn't really care about what anybody thought when they saw me skating. Because when I was young, I was like, I used to fall a lot, and I just like try new things, and I would kind of just be like, all right, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna get this, and that's what has made me into what I am today. I'm sure I could probably tell myself, you can work harder at a session, forget about the girls because you're only like 12, but other than that, the younger me was like, he was like a lion. He was just like so relentless, and he like wanted it. And even to this day, like, I still want it. So every session I'm practicing or, you know, I practice outside of skating at my gym. That's what I would tell my younger self.
Okay. Now, to wrap everything up, what is, like, something, or do you have, like, anything motivational to say to, like, anybody who's trying to accomplish their dream?
Yeah, so there's always a place, there's always a hobby, there's always something for anyone to kind of find their spark and let their mind go. For me, it was skating. And for me, it still is skating, but I've also found talents in dancing and other stuff. So if my, so another piece of advice I would have is just to, when you're skating or when you're dancing, let the music take you and, like, let it release your emotions out, because it's really, really good to kind of let everything go and move your body freely. And I don't, like, if I didn't have skating or if I didn't have dancing, I'd be like, I wouldn't know where I'd be, because I have a lot of pent-up emotions. And then my last piece of advice would just be to be kind of carefree in a sense. I mean, obviously, there are some things that you really have to care about, but, like, don't really think about what other people say about you, what they think about you, because at the end of the day, you're you. You can't change you, so you might as well just rock with it.
Nice. And that was Dylan Morton with his interview. And thank you so much.
Thank you.